we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, it's time for teaching and preaching, and we thank you. We have to do this thing. So we want you to be with the family and help them. Help them understand who you are, Lord, and encourage them, oh God. Build them up, teach them. Show them something that they need to know, Lord. And we pray that you will give them the unction to change. So that this word is about, this is about being on the powers of you. So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Withholding nothing would be obeying God. Withholding nothing. You know, the text that we have been working through comes down to a couple of points. One is the point that Peter realized that he should obey God rather than man. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The next time you make a decision, you might want to run that through your filter of decision making. Are you obeying God? Or are you obeying men? Well, you know, a lot of times we'll put it this way. We say, well, no, I'm doing what I want to do. That's what I'm talking about. That's what Peter is talking about. You don't put yourself in the men bucket or the woman bucket. Well, I'm doing what I want to do. So we tend to get away with obeying ourselves rather than. Oh yeah, really, we'll cut somebody short in a minute. I don't do what them people say. I do what I want to do. That's still not the answer. The answer comes in, are you obeying God? Rather than throw yourself on in the barrel, rather than obeying men. Then you can begin to evaluate properly. Yeah, I just got a little reverb on it. Can you see if you can find it? Turn it down with it. Then you can begin to evaluate that. Evaluate what motivated Peter and these disciples who were just a few days before were very afraid. Very afraid. Very, very afraid. They were hiding afraid.
That's right.
They were scared to death afraid.
Right.
That they were timid, afraid. And here you see just a few days later. Let's look at see what it says. It says here in verse 32. And now and we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that obey him.
Amen.
To them that obey him.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
We're in Acts chapter 5. I just read to you verse 32. I think some may have missed the crust of my message, so we need to do that again. I go slow if I have to. Because there's no need missing the point. Amen?
Amen.
If I don't have no point, then I should sit down. But Acts 5, verse 32, you have it, say amen.
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 They all amen?
Amen.
Isn't there any way to minute, Pastor? It says, and we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that obey him. I'm here to tell you this morning want, if you really want to be God's witness, if you really are God's witness, you have the Holy Ghost living inside of you. And if you have the Holy Ghost living inside of you, you are going to open up your mouth and you're going to tell somebody about the great Jehovah, about the great salvation, about things that He has done for you, about how He got you through, how you didn't know how you were going to make it, and God stepped in, came down and grabbed you. You're going to tell somebody that you're on your way to glory. You're going to tell somebody, if it had not been for the Lord. Because the Holy Ghost is not going to let you sit still. You're not going to sit still. You're going to be about the Master's business. Matter of fact, the Word is, it says you're going to be His witness. I'm here to ask you today, are you stirred up like that? Are you stirred up like that? If you got it, then you know that you got it, then you're telling somebody. Matter of fact, people will start turning around and running away from you. That's okay. Then you're being His witness. Yeah. Here comes Brother Mike again. Are you going to say something about Jesus? Here comes Brother Patrick again. You're going to say something about Jesus. Here comes Brother Ricky again. He's always talking about Jesus. About how He died that and did this for him and took that from him and helped him with this and raised him up from that. He's always talking about Jesus. That's right. You know you're up to some good when you're going to brother. Good brother Carrington. Is he gone? Then you know you're up. No, we take it the wrong way, don't we?
Yeah.
We take it the wrong way. Yeah. Oh, I don't want them to run for me. Let them run!
Yeah.
That's right.
Let the Holy Spirit convict them.
Yeah.
You will be His
witness.
Yes.
You do what the Lord said do.
Yes.
You be who the Lord said be. Or do you rather obey man than God?
Yes.
I don't know about you, but I'd rather obey God than man.
Yeah,
I'm in the bucket.
Yeah.
Even sometimes when I don't want to say, you know, I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ because everybody else is acting like they don't know nothing about it. I'm still going to say, no, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I won't do that.
Yeah.
I don't talk like that no more. I don't act like that no more. No, this is a coke in this can. You want to taste it?
Yes.
Something's wrong with it sometimes. But to the world, all they want to do is try to see if you will slip it. So that they can say, well, he's like the world.
Yes.
I didn't finish for a church. You see, the Holy Ghost helps you.
What?
Do the things that you can't do.
Yeah.
Amen. He'll make you bold. Put those men that was just hiding, scared to death.
Yes.
Their Savior was gone. The master that they had walked with there for 3 years or so, that had taught them daily, who had prayed with them daily, he was gone. He was gone. And all the words that he taught them, they now had to meditate on them. They now had to think about it. They now had to see what it was that he was talking about. And the Holy Ghost came and helped them. I ask you right now, if you got the Holy Ghost in you, you will be His witness. If you're having a problem, opening up your mouth, if you're having a problem telling somebody about the goodness of God and all that He has done for you, I'm going to tell you that you might want to get some Holy Ghost. Ain't no use playing church. You're here on Sunday. Ain't no use playing church. You got your suit on. Ain't no use playing church. You got your tie on. Ain't no use playing church. You got your dress on. Ain't no use playing church. You carry your Bible. Ain't no use playing church.
Amen.
That's what it'll be about.
Yeah.
Church.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, I love church.
Yeah.
The Lord.
Yeah.
Preach.
you will speak boldly as you ought to speak.
Yes.
People are hurting. They're bluffing too, but they're hurting. They're bluffing thinking they got it going on. They think they're bluffing you thinking that they're doing better than you. They're bluffing thinking that they are doing better than you. They don't even know.
Amen. God bless you.
If they knew that hell was coming, if they believed that destruction and wrath was right there, right before them, only because of the grace of God. And I told you last week, he gives their heart one more beat.
Yeah.
Because if he wanted to, just like he did Zechariah and I, he could just say, stop it. Fall down. You're done. You're done. So your heart just keeps on beating. And you won't obey. Your heart keeps on beating. And you won't witness. Your heart keeps on beating. And you won't tell nobody. Your heart keeps on beating. And he just said, something's wrong with you. And he said, something's wrong with you.
Yes.
Mind you, of people on shock and you won't even take them.
Yes. Preach that. Preach.
Little old. Don't feel bad, honey. Little old devil walked up to Peter and said, you Peter, aren't you? You ready? No, I ain't even hold on here. That's him. I'm going to go back and say it again. Little old man. You Peter. Peter, I'm going to say it. You Peter. I said I don't know him, little girl.
Amen.
You know how young folk are.
Yeah.
They won't take that. They won't take it. They know we're bluffing. They know we're playing. They know we're not talking straight. They know we're not obeying. They know we're not full of the Holy Ghost. So they're you were with me, they want you. Now you start acting like Peter, start cussing. Get away from what's your marriage? Talk to a dog like that. We are bluff, won't we? Yeah. I saw you going to church with your wife. Come out here in the world and learn stuff.
That's right. Yes.
Amen.
That's right.
He didn't tell you that to pray on the thing.
Yes.
We don't know nothing.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Problem is, we trying to grow. Something just been revealed to you. We don't grow a thing. He says, put your sacrifice, your living sacrifice,
yes,
into the ground. Yes. He says, sow it, and then you might reap what you sow.
Amen.
More than you sow, better than you sow.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Preach that. Preach.
Now, you see all the weeds coming up?
Lord have mercy.
Oh, yes.
You was with him, weren't you? Yeah, act like one of them Christians. You see all those weeds all around us?
That's right.
Yeah.
God is not going to be. You think you can act like you planting something and you're going to get a weed for an apple tree?
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be an apple tree and you coming up weeds?
Yes, amen.
God will not.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Give him a hand clap of praise and let me ask you, have something to help us know. I'm in the boat. I'm in the boat. I'm not trying to get out of the boat.
Amen.
I know sometimes when I was, no. I don't know the man. But just like Peter, they all ran. They hid themselves. Aren't you so glad that we have a God that forgives?
Yeah.
Aren't you so glad that we have a God that gives you another chance?
Yeah.
Aren't you so glad you have a God that gives you the ability to repent, to turn around, to come after you, to keep coming after you, to keep pursuing you, even though he said, out of it. He'll keep on and keep on. And Peter
found out that he was sovereign. He found out in his life that God had done all the things that he had told them. God had done great things for him, that God had been with them, that God had seen God, and that he had ascended up into the right hand of God the Father. And if the truth be told, that you have the Holy Ghost, you have the same witness in you, and now you can know that God is sovereign. So all that's like me, and turn me around, and make my feet on solid ground. And now I don't mind telling whoever asks me, you don't even have to ask me. They see me coming in. I'll be like, wait. You go to church? I told me one time, I don't know how to ring the table. When you go to church, you know Jesus? Give me your spirit.
Yes.
Do it in your own.
Yes.
He's worthy of your praise.
Yes.
He's sovereign.
Yes.
He's all powerful. He took you.
Yes.
Because I'll make it personal. I can't make it general. Y'all. I'll make that comeback next week. He took me, he fixed me, I was walking,
yes.
And he fixed my life and turned it around.
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes.
Now,
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I know nobody in this room was ever broken.
Preached,
rejected, cast out,
yes.
Trodden down. Getting ready to jump off of something. Getting ready to jump into something. Getting ready to mess up. I know that's not going to be good for me.
Amen. Amen.
I'm thankful.
Yes, he is.
He also found out he was thankful.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
We have to bridge the gap,
yes,
between being all chicken like that.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And then turn around and looking at the authorities and tell them, I'd rather obey God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I heard you. But I'm on my way to see Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus, yeah.
Hallelujah.
I know that he's gonna look at his father and say, he's not ashamed of the gospel.
Yes.
Of Jesus Christ. He's gonna pray.
Yes.
In my name.
Yes.
Yes.
He's gonna let somebody know. Did you ever think about it? You can do whatever you want to do, as long as you don't do it in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Be fine.
That's right.
With it.
Mm-hmm.
You only start getting put out your little clubs, and the phone stops ringing, and the PC police come after you, and the people say, "You shouldn't have said that." Only when you mention the King, the King of Glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord that's mighty, mighty.
That's right.
Yeah, I know.
Cameron, you ready, son? I can't run. I hurt myself. Lord, have mercy. I'm telling you right now, he's the King of Glory. He's strong and mighty. He's mighty, mighty, mighty in your battle. I'm telling you right now, some of you might be losing a few of your battles. I'm telling you right now, some of you might seem like the battle is not getting won. Some of you might think that you don't have joy when you're supposed to have joy. You don't have peace when you should have peace. But let me tell you about the one who's mighty in battle.
Yes.
Who time and time again delivered you. Have you delivered you?
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. A
couple times when you didn't have no, let's get real, where it used to be, didn't have two dimes to rub together. Some people went back to nickels. My mom's mad, you said, when we didn't have two nickels.
Yes.
Two nickels. We prayed for that. They didn't have two nickels. But I tell you, on Sunday morning,
yes.
Everywhere,
in
church. Yes, in the Lord. Lord, I say, you know, thankful. You know, thankful for giving thanks to God. I'm telling you right now, Peter, have that thankful moment.
Yeah.
Have you had your thankful moment? Do you know that the Lord is sovereign? If you had your thankful moment and you know that the Lord is sovereign, then you know of mine.
Yes.
Yes.
Obey.
Thank you.
yeah, I know it's tough.
Yes.
Trust me. Mm-hmm. I'm here. I'm a living witness that when you become a living sacrifice, that you have to get on the potter's wheel.
Yes.
You know what I saw for me this morning, like when you got on your point? Sometimes when you're on that wheel, you know, he'll take that thing out of that lump that you are, and he'll just dig right in your side and get the whole piece of that is yours.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It don't sound like it feels good, and it may not feel good because you won't let it go. He asked you to let it go.
Yes.
The Word said let it go.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost said let it go.
Yes.
But there you are up on the wheel.
Oh no.
And deep down in that side.
Right.
Come on, somebody. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for what he's doing for you.
Yes.
He doesn't give up on you. Develop a deep, deep ability. You will develop
Don't say I'm going to or I will. You will be blessed by the ability to wait on the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Turn with me to Psalm 25. Teaching time.
Yes.
You will develop the ability to wait on the Lord. You ain't even got nothing to read me in there, church. You just gonna have to wait on him. He's going to give you the carrots later on that you need when it gets real tough. Psalms 25. Say amen when you had it.
Amen.
Look at verses 5. You want to remember what we're working on here. We're developing a deep ability to wait on the Lord. The Bible says, lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. Or what? On thee do I wait.
All
day. Somebody give God a hand clap of praise to him. We don't want to wait. We want to quit right now. And Lord, don't let him tarry. We'll pick up the phone and call Brother Mike. We'll pick up the phone and call Sister Jordan. I'm waiting on the Lord.
Yes.
Can you tell me what's going on? And to the Lord, I'll say, have you waited all day? All day is symbolic of it as long as it takes. You wait till it comes.
Yes.
Amen.
Today, all day today. Oh, tomorrow? All day tomorrow. He hasn't come up with your solution yet. He's working on it. All day what? The next day. Every morning you get up. If you got out your bed, great is his faithfulness unto you, his renewed his mercy unto you, morning by morning. Verse 40, chapter 40, verse 1 says,
I waited.